On with the news. Yobs will not take over the park, say local police. The use of hotels for refugees is to end. And there are quite a few scams to be aware of in Norfolk.
Police have vowed to crack down on yobbish antisocial behaviour at a scenic city park. Norwich cops will prioritise tackling crime in and around Eaton Park after concerns were raised by locals. The latest data from the Norfolk Police crime map shows 65 incidents of antisocial behaviour were reported in the area between January and November last year. These have included complaints over broken glass in a park known as a hotspot for dog walkers and family days out. "Our city parks are meant to be there for enjoyment, for everyone," said Norwich South MP Clive Lewis. "It is important they are protected and kept tranquil and inviting. I know antisocial behaviour will put off some people from visiting, and I am supporting council and police efforts to tackle this issue." Eaton Park dates back to 1928 and is one of the largest public spaces in Norwich. It is hugely popular among city folk, offering a children's play area, tennis courts, a boating lake and cafe.
Concerns have been raised over a rise in crime after a city centre McDonald's applied to stay open until the early hours of the morning. The site in Hay Hill, which currently closes at midnight every day, is hoping to continue trading until 2 a.m. on Friday and Saturday nights, while remaining open until midnight Sunday to Thursday. The application follows a trial period of the two-hour extension by the fast food giant. But Green City Councillor Amanda Fox, who represents the city centre, has warned the move could increase crime in an area already seen as a magnet for antisocial behaviour. She said, "Staff at the city centre McDonald's already feel vulnerable due to high levels of crime occurring inside and outside the restaurant. Opening the store to 2 a.m. could make this worse, with the police in the area overstretched." The application has been lodged with Norwich City Council and will be considered by the licensing committee at City Hall.
A city hotel will stop being used to house asylum seekers, the Home Office has confirmed. Downing Street has terminated its contract with Holiday Inn Express in Helston, next to the area's Asda supermarket. The hotel, which was selected to house refugees in September 2022, will stop being used before the end of April. A Home Office spokesman said, "We are making significant progress with moving asylum seekers out of hotels, which cost UK taxpayers £8.2 million a day. We have already exited the first 50 and we will exit more in the coming months."
Norwich is at the heart of a booming board games industry, with designers and players alike benefiting from a surge of interest since the pandemic. Sales of games and puzzles have exploded by more than 30% over the past 3 years, with the UK market making a record £88.7 million in 2022, according to Statistica. That's predicted to grow to a whopping £148.9 million by 2027, due in no small part to the growing popularity of games by independent creators. One designer harnessing this growing demand is Nick Payne from Norwich. Mr. Payne created the board game Slam It alongside his wife back in 2018 as a way of switching off from writing his PhD. Described as a cross between the card game Snap and Uno, the game was picked up by publisher John Adams in 2019. Mr. Payne said the gamer community in Norwich had been instrumental to its success. Venues like the Games Table on Lower Goat Lane have also been instrumental in cementing the city's gaming reputation. The Games Table owner, Kieran Meenahan, said he'd been blown away by the public's response to the venue since it opened 5 years ago.
From emails claiming to be from the National Crime Agency to cold calls about dangerous chemicals, here are the scams to watch out for in Norfolk. Doorstep cold callers. Norfolk Trading Standards has warned people to be aware of the cold callers, claiming they can see issues with roofs. During an incident in Thetford, a man called at a property and told the homeowner they could quote for repairs he claimed would be needed. Cold callers in the Eaton, Unthank Road and Newmarket Road in Norwich have been trying to sell household products. The same scam has been reported in Wyndham, Poringland, Brook and Ditchingham. In one incident, callers claimed to be selling items for a well-known national charity that supports ex-services personnel. Threatening emails. There has been an increase in reports of emails claiming to be from the National Crime Agency. The purpose of the email is to trick the victim into responding and disclosing personal information. Fake police officers. There has been an increase number of reports of people claiming to be police officers. Victims in Fakenham and Dereham have received calls from a man claiming to be a detective and warning that someone has been trying to use their bank cards. The caller is trying to gain the victim's banking information.